There's a line of people who've been camped out for days hoping to get into the historic arguments before the Supreme Court. For April DeBoer, it's been a bit longer.
4 years that we have been waiting to be heard by the justices and to get a decision by the Supreme Court.
DeBoer and her partner, Jane Rouse, filed a lawsuit 4 years ago in Detroit's federal court. They were seeking the right to adopt the special needs kids they're raising together. The judge in the case suggested their only real chance at success would be to challenge the same-sex marriage ban that was adopted by Michigan voters 11 years ago. Rouse says they did not expect then that this is where they would wind up, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court.
A little intimidated to step inside and to see all the justices, but the main thing is we're incredibly proud to be here to represent, you know, all families like ours and couples like ours.
But they launched their amended lawsuit without the support of most of Michigan's gay rights movement. The movement's leaders thought that even if DeBoer and Rouse won in the Detroit courtroom, they'd probably lose in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And in that respect, they were correct. The Sixth Circuit upheld marriage bans in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The majority opinion said it's a question for states, not federal courts, to decide. But because the Sixth Circuit was the only jurisdiction in the country to uphold marriage bans, those four cases are now the ones before the Supreme Court.
There's a tension and a conflict as, you know, who decides, the courts or the voters?
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's legal team is arguing if voters adopted the marriage ban, only voters can change it. John Birch is Michigan's former Solicitor General, who will be making his ninth appearance arguing a case before the Supreme Court.
When federal courts take upon themselves the ability to strike down state laws based on their own view of what the law should be or based on public opinion, then we're no longer a nation of laws, we're a nation of federal court judges.
There really is no rational reason for these bans, and then you have these enormous harms that have come from the bans.
Carol Stanier is part of the DeBoer Rouse legal team. She says the fact that children and same-sex partners are denied critical insurance, medical, custody, and visitation rights will be a key part of the challenger's case. Also, she says, not everything deserves to be voted on.
The democratic process has limits, and, you know, constitutional rights are not subject to popular vote.
April DeBoer was asked how soon she and Jane Rouse plan to get married if the Supreme Court rules in their favor. Too soon, she said. Too soon.
We truly want to make sure that we are going to be able to get married, and so we will wait until after June to make any kind of decisions about our wedding.
June is when the Supreme Court is expected to release its decision. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Washington.